Hey, what it is, what it do, what it be, you know what it is. Yes, it is that time once again. Welcome to the I Am The Possible Podcast Experience, the place where possibilities become perspective. Yes, welcome once again, guys, into the I Am The Possible Universe, aka the I Am The Possible University. Before we get into anything, you know what we must do. You know how we get down around here. Pausing for the causing. You are that cause in. You're the cause, man. Yes, guys, I do what I do because of you. So thank you for rocking with me once again in the I Am The Possible Universe. Guys, listen, your presence is the greatest present that anyone, that you could ever give me. So I want to honor you. I want to thank you. I want to celebrate you. I want to salute you. And I want to tell you, listen, don't underestimate the power of your presence. I know many times we get caught up on what we don't have financially, what we don't have, you know, educationally, what we don't have spiritually, what we don't have emotionally, what we don't have psychologically, right? All these leads, right? Don't get wrapped up. Don't get wrapped up. Now, those things have value and they have their time and they have their place, but don't get wrapped up in what you don't have. I want to encourage you to get wrapped up in what you do have. And what you do have is you. You have your presence. And many times, it is your presence that makes the difference. Whether it's showing up on a phone call, whether it's showing up for lunch with a friend or a family member, whether it's showing up through a text message and just reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, how you doing? Guys, people need people. Life inspires life. So listen, don't get caught up on the things that you don't have, that you perceive that you lack. I want you to practice the power of your presence. Guys, without your presence, without you listening, without you downloading, without you commenting and leaving reviews, like without you, this podcast would mean nothing. And I believe that any podcaster would say the exact same thing. Without an audience, there's no need for you to do anything. Without someone to help, without someone to bless, without someone to share with, without someone to pour into, then the ministry means nothing. So guys, you in your own way can minister to the lives and to the betterment and to the improvement of someone else. So don't take you lightly. You matter. The message that you are, your message matters. All right, cool. So let's jump into this, guys. Listen, this week, I want to share on the concept of a new year, new you. Now, I've done this before. I've created a podcast episode, I believe, but I know for a fact I created video content entitled New Year, New You. It may start to be something that I do each year to just provide a new perspective, a new idea around how you can improve in this upcoming year. Now, I'm really big on the present moment. I don't get wrapped up in calendar dates, but I respect the fact that here in America, especially because I can't speak for other countries because I haven't been there yet, we tend to either go into these New Year resolutions or we go into at least the mindset that because we're entering a new year, then it's time for me to improve in some way. Many people feel and see the new year as a new start, as a kickstart, as an opportunity, a window of opportunity to create new things, new habits, change the way that they think about certain things, things that they do that they don't want to do anymore, or things that they've never, you know, done or tried and they want to begin to do them. Many people see this January 1st timeframe as a restart and a kickstart to something great, to something fresh, to something new. So today I want to share my perspective on how you can have an amazing new year. Now, again, I'm big on the moment because tomorrow is not promised. You know how we say yesterday, that's history. Tomorrow, that's a mystery. All we have is the now. And I really live by that. We only have the now. So what can we do in the now? But again, with respect to the concept and the idea that many of us carry as this new year, I'm going to start something new and do something new. I want to share with you some thoughts and some ideas around how you can have a fantastic, phenomenal, outstanding, revolutionary, right? Innovative, right? New year. Let me share with you this idea that I ran across from Earl Nightingale. He says, there are literally millions of human beings living narrow, darkened, frustrated lives, living defensively simply because they take a defensive, doubtful attitude toward themselves. And as a result, toward life in general. Is that you today? Are you dealing with these things today? Are you one of these millions of human beings on the planet where you're living a narrow, darkened, frustrated, defensive life? Are things not going the way you want them to go? Are you trapped in some sort of cycle of negative thoughts, negative emotions, repeating the same habits, feeling like a dog chasing its tail? You're just a lot of movement, but you don't feel like there's any progress. And you become frustrated and you become defensive. People can't say anything to you without you copping an attitude. Is that where you are today? If you would admit it, if you were honest, is your life full of frustration and darkness and defensiveness? Well, if it is, and I'm not saying that this has to absolutely apply to you, but in many cases, and that's what I specialize in many cases, it's the result of how we view and look and think of, AKA, according to this quote, our attitude toward ourselves. Guys, you've heard me say this before. We live out of our lenses. We live out of our lenses. There is no reality. There is only perception. Now, I get that there is a reality and that there is truth that does exist. Again, the framework and the context in which I'm speaking right now is in what most of us, not all, but what most of us consider reality. It's actually not reality. It's our perceptions. And what's true isn't really truth, but it's a reflection. It's a regurgitation. It's a revisiting of the same pain and the same frustrations and the same issues and the same problems that we've always dealt with. And we've not resolved them. We've not addressed them. We've not really dealt with them. We've not done the inner work required to really uproot that stuff and really take it on head on. And so we're just replaying the movie. It's like going to the movies. And as soon as the movie is over with, we just hit play again over and over and over. And a lot of times, guys, we want to have a good new year. We want to start fresh. We want to change this and we want to change that. Many people love to talk about, well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to, you know, get healthy this year. I'm going to improve this. I'm going to improve that. Whatever it might be, we have these goals, these aims, these ideas. We have these things that we truly desire. And yet we rarely, again, for most, not all, careful with my words, most of us, a large amount of us, we rarely take into account the impact and the influence on whether or not we do those things being associated with the way we see ourselves. In other words, we either have no consciousness whatsoever, or we have very little respect or appreciation for how our self-image influences our progress. And for me, that's my message, right? I am the fresh perspective on personal development. I am the fresh perspective on professional development. I see a gap in the industry. There's a gap in this thing. Everyone's teaching what to do and what to do and what to do. No one's really talking about what to be. Now, they throw things out there like, be the best version of yourself. Well, what is that? Or be the best you. Okay, but what is that? And even if I knew what that was, how do I get to that? How do I manifest that? How do I walk in that? How do I live in that? What is this better version, this best version of me? What does it mean to be authentic? What does it mean to be true? Again, we want to have a better or a great 2023. We want to have this new year full of new things, new experiences and new expressions and new this and new that. But rarely do we focus on renewing the image we have of ourselves. And it's no wonder we continue to go in cycles. We continue to start out the gate full of energy and zeal. But there's this thing that's at work within us that says, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't really see yourself like that. That's not who you really think you are. That's not really who you see yourself to be. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get back into alignment with the dominant image that we have of ourselves. Now, right now, the word for that, there is a word in psychology. I'm not thinking of it right now. Okay. Just understand and just know that there is something that is at work within us. And the specific name for it, I've only ran across it a couple of times. I read up on it. I understood it, but I didn't capture the name. I really didn't recall what the name of it is. But there's this internal mechanism that says, I need to align my life with the dominant image I have of myself. Because we can oscillate. In one environment, we can think of ourselves one way, but then in another one, we can think of ourselves in a different way. But then there is this overarching dominant idea that we have of ourselves, and that idea will always triumph. It will always, what's the word for it? It will always override, right? Our attempt to do something that does not align with that. So we just keep getting snatched back into reality, into that limited life that is made up from our limited lenses. Again, we live through our lenses, aka perspectives and frameworks and mindsets concerning ourselves. So let me share with you a few things that I feel and I've experienced personally and I've observed personally that lead to a poor image of ourselves. And if we don't deal with them, then we'll continue to go in cycles and circles. Number one, experiences, what I've done, what I've had done to me. Many people identify, internalize experiences. And I won't go down that rabbit hole, but let's just keep it real basic for right now. Something happens to you and you think that defines you. You've done something that you would consider negative, wrong. You shouldn't have done it. And instead of, you know, how when you were a kid, your parents, you know, come by, kind of, you know, smack your hand. Hey, don't do that. We internally smack our hands over and over and over. They call it condemnation. We condemn ourselves because of experiences, things that we've done or things that others have done to us. And we relate them to who we are and what we are. And that's not true. That's not what you are. And I'm going to be showing you in just a moment what you really are and the steps that you can take to really address and to really improve these things. So number one, experiences. You are not your experience. Number two, environments. Where I am, right? And I want you to kind of think of these as third person, or think of these as really I'm speaking for you, right? So I'm putting myself in your shoes. So when I say environments, I'm saying environments, this is where I am, right? Or this is where you are, right? Where you are, maybe you're in an environment that's negative, full of violence, full of, I don't know, drugs, full of chaos, confusion, a lot of tension, a lot of stress. Maybe it's within your home. Maybe it's within your neighborhood. Nevertheless, or maybe it's even on your job and it's toxic. You are in environments that suppress the idea you have of yourself, because you're thinking, yo, I'm in this environment. This must be who I am. This must be what I am. This must be my lot in life. You are not your environment. Number three, your emotions. Many of us identify with our emotions, aka what I am feeling. Many times you're down in the mud, you have a negative emotion, a negative feeling, and you feel, you say to yourself, well, I'm depressed. I'm a loser. You know how the mind works. As soon as you feel something, the mind gets to giving you all kinds of images and ideas, and you begin to spiral down or spiral up depending on the emotion that you have. If you have a great dopamine hit, a great feel-good moment, man, the imagination goes wild in a positive way, don't it? I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that, right? You ever cross that finish line in a race? Oh, man, I did that. I can take on the world. Or you ever win that trophy, or you win that medal and they put it around your neck and you say, yep, you're first place. Oh, man, I can take on anything. I can do anything. And the same happens when it's negative. You come up short. You take third place, or you don't even place at all. And now I'm a loser. See, it never works out for me. It's never going to go my way. Right? You are not your emotions. So guys, what are you? If you're not these things, then what are you, right? Well, here's what I want to share with you. And I want you to practice something this upcoming year. I want you to practice something this upcoming year. And I want you to practice it like you've never practiced it before. Now, there's many ways to meditate. But by definition, the most basic form of meditation is simply thinking on a thing repeatedly. They take it from the context of a cow chewing grass. The cow chews the grass, swallows it down into the first belly. Later on, he regurgitates it, brings it back up into his mouth, and continues to chew it again. Now, I know that's a little graphic, but I want you to get the picture. When he first chewed the grass, he extracted a certain amount of nutrients and enzymes from that grass. When he swallowed it, it went to the belly, got mixed in with the acids and the other things that are down in there. He brought it back up again and continued to chew it to extract even more. It is the process of truly extracting out of a thing as much information, as much data as you possibly can. The same is true for us. We can mentally, spiritually meditate on an idea and continue to draw and draw and draw from it until that thing is fully exhausted of everything that it can do in your life. Now, why is this important? Because you've been meditating on the wrong things, your environments. You've been meditating on the wrong thing, your emotions. You've been meditating on the wrong thing, right? Your experiences. And if they've been negative and narrow-minded and destructive, then that's what you've been regurgitating and regurgitating and regurgitating and extracting and extracting and extracting, right? You get the picture? If you've been doing it in the negative, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You can do it in the positive. Here we go. This is it. Ready? Booyah! Genesis chapter 1, 26. This is what I want you to meditate on. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them God-like, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. Oh my goodness. Game changer alert. Game changer alert. Yes. Oh my goodness. Guys, that's what you are. You're the image of God. You're the image of God, man. You're the image of God. That's what you are. You are in spirit, in nature, in character. You are God-like. You're made like Him. You're made like God. Now, this is where the meditation comes in. Yes, you're in that environment. Yes, you have those emotions. Yes, you have those experiences. Great. That's fine. Deal with that. Yes, you have those. And if you need some help on those, listen, I'm coaching, okay? So you can reach out to me. We can work through those things. But at a fundamental level, oh my goodness, you're in your environments, you're having your emotions, you're having your experiences, yet you are meditating on this. What is my specific, what is my individual image? How do I look like God? How do I look like my God? Right? Because human beings, we look like Him. So the question and the meditation that I want you to take into this new year is, God, show me how I personally look like You. What is the image I am to have of myself as it relates to being created in Your nature? I am an extension of God. I am an expression of God. I am an experience of God. When people get around me, they experience God. When I do what I do, I am extending God into the world. That's it. I am an expression. When I speak, when I teach, when I share, when I'm around you, I am expressing God's nature. Now, guys, this is what I wake up to. This is what wakes me up. This is what gets me going. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be on 10 like me. I'm not saying that you got to be all over the top like me and jumping out your chair like me. You do it in your own way. But the practice is still the same. You are going before God, quieting yourself in this new year, practicing 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, 60 seconds. My goodness, start wherever you are and simply begin to meditate. Begin to quiet yourself and ask the question. Here's your question. God, show me the image I am of You. How am I to look in the world? How am I to show up in the world? How am I to think about myself in the world in respect to the fact that I'm created to look like You? I hope and pray that that makes sense. Guys, listen, if you need help with this, reach out to me. I'mthepossible.com. I'mthepossible.com. If you need help, because some of this is, you know, you need to unpack it. You need to work through it. I'm here to assist. Okay, so you can reach out to me, iamthepossible.com. We can get on a call. We can begin walking through these things. Okay, but if not, yo, just, you know, like I said, take what I've shared and begin to implement it in your own way, in your own time. I hope and pray that this makes sense and that it gives you some fuel for your fire so that your desire to have a new year, a good year, a phenomenal year finally begins to come to pass for you. All right. Okay, guys, that's it. Love y'all. Praying for y'all. Believing in y'all. Until next time. This is Travell C. W. Lynch. Mr. What? I am your self-worth specialist. And this has been another episode, another experience of the I Am the Possible podcast. The place where possibilities become perspective. You guys be good. Peace.